What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, December 18th, 2012. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Joining us in our third hour is going to be Tyrone Drummond from the Canadian 9/11 Truth Movement, talking about videos that they're making and a call for a Canadian independent investigation in 9/11 before they start, or rather continue to adopt, some of the U.S. security practices that have proved so oppressive and onerous down here in the United States of America. So we're going to be talking to him a little bit. And the phone lines are open, and I believe they're working again today. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The report I am getting is that apparently a backhoe operator wasn't paying attention to the maps and sliced a fiber optic cable that basically took down the entire... the phone lines are working. I'm getting that from Crystal is in the control room, and soon Manny's going to be coming in as well to answer the phone calls and all the rest of it. Now, I'm going to start off the show with a little bit of an apology. I'm very much under the weather today. Last Friday, my wife and I went down to the bank to visit our dollar, and we noticed the tellers were all sneezing and coughing and hacking, and I didn't really think too much about the possibility of infection because germs can't live on the money I make. But apparently they are survivalist germs because last night I woke up sneezing and coughing and all the rest of it. And I don't know. Everybody around here seems to have this. I think they dropped another test tube over at the bioweapons lab. So if I seem a little kind of a slow and grumpy thing, it's not you, the listeners. It's gosh darn virus here. And Claire's pouring vitamins into me, and I'm taking my Extendivite. And hopefully I'll shake this very, very quickly here. Now, turning to the corporate media, we are in day five of the Sandy-o-thon. And yes, the corporate media is starting to go back to reporting stories like the fiscal cliff and Syria and various other things. But every third story still goes back to Connecticut and the horrible school shooting and how the NRA is bad for America and the rest of that stuff. And I think that tells us they're not really getting the traction they want to. Because when you keep pounding on a story for day after day after day after day, your audience is going to burn out. People are going to turn on the corporate media and say, oh, they're still talking about the school thing, and they're going to turn it off. And all the cable TV providers keep real-time statistics on who is watching what channel. Your little set-top box or your TV set is sending back to the cable companies what you're watching at that particular moment, from which they'll do ratings and advertising revenues and the rest of it. And my assumption at this point is by now the corporate media news channels are getting the word that their numbers are going down. People are just plain tired of hearing about it. And I guess that's triggering the panic out there to try and find some way to get the traction on this story working here. Now, over the last few days, we were seeing all this nonsensical stuff that was being posted to the internet, and I commented on it yesterday that it was a false trail. They want to get people away from talking about the link to SSRIs as triggering this violence. They want to basically get people arguing about fringe issues so they're not really addressing the fact that this horrible tragedy is being shamelessly exploited to serve the gun-grabbing agenda. And one of the ones that was being poured all over the net and was being flooded into my mailbox, and even some of our members posted the story, that supposedly the fathers of two of these shooters were going to testify in the LIBOR hearings. Well, apparently, according to the Senate Banking Committee, they don't have any LIBOR hearings scheduled at all. And neither of these two men were listed as potential witnesses. As I said yesterday, this is a fraud. It is a hoax. The online propagandists are out there trying to steer the discussion away from the gun grab and away from SSRIs. But not to worry, even though the LIBOR hoax has been exposed, they're back today with another one, that Sandy Hook was the work of Israeli death squads, which shows just how desperate they're getting. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance.
TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to the show here. It is obvious at this point the corporate media has been given their marching orders, their goose-stepping orders, to basically declare war on the Second Amendment. In fact, even right now as I am talking, CNN, they're back there in at the Sandy Hook School. They're talking to these traumatized first responders and all this other terrible stuff. And what is really giving away the fact that there is an agenda at work is the stuff they're not reporting, the link to SSRIs, the fact that these gun-free zones simply do not work because people who've got their brains whacked out on these antidepressants go looking for gun-free zones because then they know somebody's not going to be shooting back at them. And, of course, this gets us back to the story from the Portland mall shooting where only two people died, where there was a gentleman who was carrying concealed, even though it was supposed to be a gun-free zone, he was carrying concealed, and he drew down on the shooter. Now, the guy who was carrying concealed did not pull the trigger out of concern of hitting innocents around him, but apparently at the point where the shooter saw this gun pointed at him is the point where he committed suicide. So here we have a law-abiding citizen with a concealed carry gun halting a mass shooting in progress, and the media won't touch the story. There was another story this last week down in San Antonio, Texas, where two people were wounded at a movie shooting before an off-duty officer shot the shooter and basically ended the murder spree. And except for local media in those communities, these stories are getting no national coverage. They don't want you to get this idea that Americans should be able to protect themselves from these mass shootings. They want you dependent on the government. They want you dependent on the police. There's that word again, dependence. Dependency is slavery. Independence is freedom. That's why we call it Independence Day and not Freedom Day, and we kicked the British butt day. But there is a tremendous overreaction, and it's all focused on the guns. Nobody's talking about the medications. Nobody's talking about, you know, all the innocent children murdered around the world by U.S. action. Discovery Channel has now canceled the series American Guns, which featured this family that owned a gun store and built a lot of custom weapons and did some actually very, very cool work. And they're not going to repeat the existing episodes either. It's just gone. And so we may see other pro-gun shows, shows that show guns in a positive light, get canceled as well. And the media is an absolute goose step on this situation. Amazingly enough, over at the Columbia Journalism Review, they ran a story called Lanza, Autism, and Violence. And the story is basically focused on, we shouldn't pay attention to anybody talking about autism and Asperger's because, after all, those conditions don't lead to episodes of violence. Well, nobody has said that. They're creating a straw man argument to knock down. What we're saying is the prescription medications used to treat those conditions leads to violence. There is a long and well-documented link between SSRI medications and random acts of otherwise inexplicable violence. Everybody's running around saying, why did he do it? Why did he do it? We're telling you why he did it. His brain was cooked on these medications. Yesterday we mentioned one of the Columbine shooters was on these SSRI medications. But the media doesn't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that we could stop all of these random senseless shootings by simply saying this medication is too dangerous to use. Congress held hearings. They know there's a problem between SSRI medications and random acts of violence. But members of Congress don't want to risk those big campaign checks coming in from Big Pharma, and the corporate media don't want to risk losing those lucrative pharmaceutical advertising deals. So you, the public, are kept in the dark about the cause of the violence, and the blame for the violence is dropped on guns. Now, guns are not violent. Many years ago, when there was another gun grabber attempt going out, I conducted an experiment. I took one of my old black powder cap and ball revolvers, and I put it out with a webcam on it, and I let it sit there for week after week after week after week. It wound up being too rusted to ever use again. But the point is, that gun never moved. It never attacked the mailman, never attacked the neighborhood cats, never committed an act of violence. The guns are not the cause. They are the tools. And when we look at the history of these SSRI episodes, it's not always guns. It's baseball bats, it's knives, it's sledgehammers. And the media is totally putting the focus on the guns because the agenda is to take the guns away from the American people before we find out the reality of what this fiscal cliff is going to be. When they start knocking on our doors and saying, we're sorry, we're going to have to melt down your wife's wedding ring to save Wall Street. And by the way, do you have any gold fillings? We're going to need those too. Don't worry, we got a pair of pliers right here. We are hearing allegations that Facebook is suspending accounts of users who question the official narrative on this shooting. That's how desperate they're getting. They're not selling this as well as they would like. The Connecticut State Police are now admitting they're spying on the social media, the alternative media, the blogs, to see what is being said about the Sandy Hook shooting. Remember yesterday came out and said, we're going to arrest anybody who doesn't toe the politically correct line here. So, greetings to our enforcers of the revealed orthodoxy, the politically correct myth, who are listening to this show even as I speak here. It's gotten so bad, the online propagandists are hiring new shills as fast as they can. We posted a link to an actual Craigslist ad for a company called Reputation Changer, who are advertising people to post 30 articles a week into the social media. And, of course, anybody accepting the job, it's $24 an hour. It's not too bad. I guess if you want to sell out your soul for $24 an hour. And, of course, it includes a non-disclosure agreement. You can't tell anybody what you're writing or what for what agenda or what purpose. Everybody is flogging this thing just as shamelessly as they can. Bibi Netanyahu, in his condolence letter to President Obama, couldn't resist the urge to say, we suffer this all the time at the hands of the Palestinians and yada, yada, yada. How about just, we're sorry it happened. But no, Bibi's got to get his licks in. We're the victims. We're the victims too. Nobody's allowed to be a worse victim than we are. Man is shameless. Absolutely, absolutely shameless. And as we pointed out yesterday, there's all this focus, all these tears and crying for these dead children in Connecticut, and it is a tragedy. I do not mean to minimize or trivialize what these parents are going through right now. But in Pakistan, murdered innocent children are basically bug splats. This is the headline out of The Guardian in Great Britain. Even they're picking up on the hypocrisy of all this media hand-wringing over what happened in Connecticut versus a complete indifference by the U.S. government and the corporate media about these murdered children in these drone strikes. Obama has murdered far more children, innocent children, with his drone attacks than our shooter did at Sandy Hook. Nobody cares about that. We're not supposed to feel anything for murdered children in other countries. They're just not worth what we are. That's a very bad attitude our government has picked up from Israel. Our children are precious. The other people's children, probably going to grow up to be terrorists anyway. Go ahead and kill them. Amazingly enough, and I admire the spirit and generosity and caring, there is a Lutheran charity group are sending 8 golden retrievers to comfort the survivors of Friday's shooting in Connecticut. And dogs are cool, but I'm not sure that's really a replacement. It might be misinterpreted. Golden retrievers are very nice. Years ago, before I was married, even the first time, I had a girlfriend who was a volunteer for the society that trains seeing-eye dogs. And so we were always getting a new golden retriever puppy to raise for a year. And then at the end of the year, we'd trade up to a new golden retriever puppy, which isn't as traumatic as seeing them die, but still it was traumatic here. Now, the Westboro Baptist Church, in their latest attempt to get their 15 minutes of media fame, are planning, or probably already are because it's going on right now, to picket the funeral procession for these dead schoolchildren with signs saying, God sent the shooter. And the Occupy Newtown volunteers are basically putting themselves between these hateful signs and these grieving parents. But let us take Westboro Baptist Church at their word. If God sent the shooter, then God is responsible, and it's time to ban God. Just to take it to the ridiculous extreme here. Been another case here that's already gone to court. Son testifies in murder trial of man accused of killing wife with a bat. So here we are again. We've got to ban baseball bats. They're the cause of this violence. God, they used father used a metal bat to bludgeon his wife today. We've got to ban metal bats. Foam rubber bats only from now on here. Up in Stockholm, there was an attack where a teacher attacked a student with a wrench. So now we have to ban tools. 15-day waiting period for a hammer. No socket wrench set allowed to have more than 6 sockets in it. No reasonable person needs more than 6 sockets in their socket wrench set. So we've got to ban those high-capacity socket wrench sets. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Over in Afghanistan, there's been a horrible incident where 10 young girls who were out searching for firewood were killed by a landmine. These are innocent children. They are not combatants. So is it time to ban landmines? I mean, war kills more children, innocent children, than anything else on the planet. Shouldn't we ban war if the goal is to protect the lives of innocent children? Or is the real goal of the government and the media to scare us or guilt us into surrendering our weapons? What about all those guns the United States government gave to those Mexican drug gangs and all the people that died, innocent people who were caught in the crossfire over this U.S. armed drug war? Why is nobody talking about that? All right, we're going to go to the phone. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Scott, are you there? Okay, we seem to be having some technical issues with getting Scott on the line.
Michael, can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Okay, yeah. I was kind of wondering if we'd had another backhoe operator or one of those Israeli bulldozers that run over our fiber optic cable.
Right. I was trying to get in yesterday, Michael, and I wish that you would get that that great preaching out yesterday to this whole United States. Brother Mike, you hit it right on the head. It's not the guns that pick themselves up and run down the street and start doing that. It's this poison that's putting these kids' minds in their body. And I like what you said about that church. That ain't a church. It was Satan that drove this guy to go in and kill these other people because his brain was fried. And it's called sorcery in the Bible. But anyways, Michael, you keep preaching on that string right there, because you know what? The bottom line is that we got a lot of good people across this country that go out and hunt. I spent times this fall with my nephews. They came out, sighted the guns in. We had peaceful. We had joy. They were excited about going hunting for deer. And you're right. This is the situation that they're trying to take away the Second Amendment. And everybody across this America better really take heed right now and remember what Hitler did. He took the weapons away from the people there because, oh, guys, you got to bring them in. You got to bring them in. The bottom line is you attacked it right to the head of the nail, Mike, about the cases of this. And I'll end with this. My mommy, when she was living, they put her on Prozac. She used to sit in a chair, Mike, and look numb, and I still look at her from my eye.
Okay, you got to repeat that last sentence because you're breaking up again. What happened to your mother?
Okay, my mom was put on Prozac, and she used to sit in here. Sometimes she would get mean, and finally, the good Lord, I hate to say it, took two kids on cocaine to drive a car in and kill her. But that stuff's dangerous. And what about Redlin, Mike? What about Redlin? They give these young kids. Talk about that one for a minute.
Ritalin is on the list. When you look at that, when you look at those SSRI stories about SSRIstories.com, and you go through the case reports there, Ritalin is mentioned quite a lot in connection with child suicides. And
Exactly. All right, Mike. I'll let you get going, but I'll be on your side, brother. When we go, if we go to peaceful war or war, you take care and keep preaching it, brother.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I'm not seriously saying that either God or Satan had anything to do with that, because I don't believe in either of these imaginary playmates that people like to talk about. I did the story about the Westboro church to basically illustrate the fact that everybody with an agenda is trying to use the dead bodies of these children for whatever their agenda happens to be, even if in the case of Westboro Baptist Church, it's just another chance to grab headlines and get in the national news and solve their financial problems. As I understand it, they were on the verge of bankruptcy before they went on their screed against the gays and all the rest of that stuff, and now the donations are pouring in, and they're doing quite well out of this whole situation. Southern Poverty Law Center is apparently launching on a new campaign to go after anybody that talks about liberty and independence from the government and gun freedom and gun rights and so forth, which won't affect me. I'm already on their list of websites you should never read, or your hair will fall out and other bad things will happen. And I take a great deal of pride in that, by the way. Meanwhile, over on CNN, one of their anchors, Don Levin, has already launched out this morning saying all guns and bullets and assault rifles have to be removed from the country. And the media is engaging in a smear campaign against gun owners. You know, they're calling gun owners and people who support the Second Amendment the new KKK. They're trying to smear, so saying everybody with a gun is a potential murderer and a potential terrorist. There have literally been calls for gun owners to be rounded up and shot or put in camps. It's just hysterical out there in the negative sense of hysteria. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we were talking about this smear campaign going on about, you know, how gun owners are the new KKK. And the corporate media is just, they've been giving their goose step orders of just demonize guns and gun owners. Guns are bad. You've got to just sell that idea that guns are bad. And if we take all the guns away, everything will be sweetness and light. And everybody will be happy. Because anybody who's unhappy will be shot by the police. Or tased, at least. Now, so far, they're not getting any traction. And I think that's why we're seeing this almost hysterical attempt to escalate this situation. In fact, CNN is doing a story right now about the financial implications of the Connecticut shooting and how Cerberus Capital is divesting themselves of this gun maker that they own, which is a really bad business decision because gun sales have gone right through the roof. Colorado just set a record for background checks over the weekend. Everybody knows what this is all about. This isn't about preserving the children. It's about the government getting ready to grab the guns because they don't want the American people armed when they give us the bad news about what the fiscal cliff really means. More money for the bankers and basically nothing for the rest of us. And as I said, they're not getting the traction. That's why they're in day five of this. Anybody who works in the news media or public relations is going to tell you, if you're still having to sell your idea 5 days on, it's not working. People are going to tune you out on this situation. One poll taken after the shooting in Connecticut has found now that 71% of all Americans are against banning handguns. That number's gone up. So, it's all about disarming Americans, because the globalist New World Order understands that we have figured out what they're talking about is global fascism. Wealth goes to the lords and ladies and the kings and the queens and the princes and princesses. And we are destined, we are ordained to live lives of labor-intensive poverty in order to enrich the lives of the rich just that much more. And that's what's going on. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Dan in Oregon. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for accepting the call, Mike. Really, just a statement, and I have a comment. I understand that some of the gun shops have a picture of Obama with a subtitle underneath, Salesman of the Year. And
that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. And the second point is that, you know, a lot of the emphasis is placed on the guns, the guns, the guns. But sometimes the ag factor, not only with the drugs and the home life and the emotional issues, is the consistency of violent videos that are also in play. And that this particular, you know, person just watched violent videos in all games and play them for, you know, numerous times, which reinforces that the best alternative is violence rather than anything
else.
Well,
that's also the message that comes down from the U.S. government itself. I mean, our Connecticut shooter spent all of his adult life living under a government that solves all of its problems by shooting people or bombing them or tasing them or torturing them or waterboarding them. What kind of an example is that going to set for our young people? But most human beings understand when they're watching a violent movie on TV or they're playing a violent video game, they understand it's fiction, it's fairy tale. Millions of people watch violent movies and don't turn violent. Millions of people play video games and they don't turn violent. In all of these cases we talk about, and again, go over to SSRIstories.com and you'll find a list. There's a common thread where people don't understand how these kids who seem normal and happy and bright and all of a sudden, like a switch is thrown, they turn into these psychotic monsters. Going back to the shooting up at the Portland shopping mall, the shooter was described as happy, up, joking, very much with it, was planning to move here to Hawaii. And then his friends were saying a week before the shooting at the mall, he changed overnight. And they described him as numb and seeming to be disconnected with the world. Now, for it to happen that fast, that's a pharmaceutical effect. And that's why it is so important for the American people to know of all of these shooters. We already know one of the Columbine kids was on SSRIs. We have a right to know how many of these senseless shootings involve these prescription medications. But again, as I said, Congress held hearings, but they don't want to talk about it because they're going to risk those campaign checks from Big Pharmaceutical. The media doesn't want to talk about this because they're going to lose advertising from the big pharmaceutical companies. And they're perfectly willing to keep people in the dark and let the occasional American get fried and go crazy. And then they'll say, oh, good, another bloodbath. We can blame the guns.
Mike, I guess what I'm trying to say is that violent videos or movies in itself does not create violence, but sometimes in combination of the psychotropic drugs as well as the mental health of the person, it kind of reinforces the violence, and that's what I guess what I'm saying. It's part of the equation, and it's not separate, but I just wanted to make that point.
Well, I understand that point you're making, and I understand in the case of people who are genuinely suffering psychological problems. And by the way, if you want to ban guns for people who are having psychological problems, I think that's a legitimate restriction. You know, somebody who's going to go postal out there. The problem we have with the SSRIs is their overprescription. They're big money makers, and they're being prescribed to kids who don't really need them. It's estimated, we have a study that we're linked to a little bit further in the show, where they're saying basically 30% of all these prescriptions shouldn't be happening. And you know, there's all this big thing about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. What they're talking about is the bright kids in class are bored out of their mind because the teachers are being told to spend all their effort on the dullards so that everybody gets a government-mandated equal education. And the bright kids who've already learned all this stuff in the first week of reading the book, they're bored and their attention wanders. And, you know, when I was a kid, we had exactly the same situation, only we called it the teacher is boring the crap out of us. But now it's a disease, and now it's got a name, and now they're going to force medications on our kids. And it's now estimated more than one out of every 10 Americans are on SSRIs. And even before some of these drugs were approved, they knew there was a problem with a percentage of the patients just responding negatively to them. But they still put them on the market because it's all about making the money.
Yeah, I guess it even goes to extension to a point where I think just a little while ago they had a discussion about not granting gun permits to veterans, especially veterans who are disabled or have a disability. And you might want to comment that if, you know, how sometimes it gets so weird. I agree with you. I'm a gun owner myself. Mm-hmm. And as of 3 years ago, I hated guns. And you know, I quickly learned that I feel a lot more secure after taking, you know, a training course and everything else with my mm-hmm. guns than I did without them. But that's my comment, and I'll hang up and so you can talk to other people. So thank you for accepting the call.
Thank you very much here. Now, with regard to your comment about the veterans, I think the reason that the government is proposing a blanket gun ban on all military veterans is they represent the best trained, militarily trained citizens. If there is an uprising, a rebellion, those soldiers are the ones who are going to be basically serving as officers and organizing an armed resistance. And so I think that's the agenda there. It's not a concern for their mental condition. It's not a concern for the trauma they've been through. It is a concern that the government has been training what could be the vanguard of a popular uprising against themselves. And that's the reason for that gun ban. Now they're trying to extend it to absolutely everybody on that situation. Now, I would also be in favor of mandated gun safety education to purchase a firearm. Now, I grew up with that. When I was a kid and you got your first gun, you got taught gun safety as your second religion, first in my case. And you were ever caught mishandling that gun, you'd get a trip to the woodshed, would keep you eating dinner for a week, standing up. And I'm all in favor of that. I think gun safety is important. Don't just hand somebody a gun. Say, we're going to teach you how to handle it correctly. We're going to teach you how to shoot so you don't make dumb mistakes with the thing. And I'm all in favor of that. I think that's a very important part of owning a firearm. You know, we made the same comment about the preppers. Just buying the equipment does not make you able to survive a crisis until you work with it and know how it works and you train with it. And the same thing with guns. Yes, it's good to buy a gun to defend your home against burglars and rapists and police officers who've got the wrong address. But it's not going to work unless you train with it and shoot with it and understand it and you understand how to safely handle it. Because when you pull the trigger, wherever that bullet goes, you are legally responsible for what it does. If it goes through the wall and hits somebody in the neighboring apartment, you are responsible for that, which is why if you live in a place with adjoining walls, you should have what are called self-fragmenting rounds, like Glazer safety caps, which are designed to basically shatter when they hit a wall and not go through the other side. Give you a good example. 9mm full metal jacket round will go through, I think, something like 9 sheets of wallboard and still have enough energy to inflict death on somebody. So when you pull that trigger, you are responsible, and you have to accept that responsibility. But getting back to the situation here, yes, we have violent video games, which are a lot of people see them as training and recruiting for the military. Get them all caught up with violence, and violence is our solution. War is great, and it's a good thing. And yes, that's part of the social environment we're all being saturated in. But if you go and you read these case studies about these shootings, you always hear the same thing. We don't understand why these people did it. They hadn't shown any tendencies before. And you always go back and you find there are these prescription antidepressants. And the big pharmaceutical companies are panicking because this is getting traction. It's gone viral. More and more people are talking about this link between SSRIs and violence. And that means loss of business, loss of trade. And the pharmaceutical industry has already lost a great deal of public trust right now. And that's going to magnify the effect here. All right, we got a couple of callers on the line. Let's see, did we already talk? No, we've got to talk to Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I know you're talking about gun control. I just tuned in 15 minutes ago. Hey, I was going to say, you know, doesn't it seem more than coincidental? You have the Aurora shooting. The same week, you have the small arms treaty voted on. Then you, 10 days after the Aurora shooting, you've got the Sikh mosque. Now, you know, they didn't get their wish with getting rid of handguns and guns out of the gun owners, the legal gun owners. So what do? They turn around and they have this shooting there. Is it just me, or does it just seem more coincidental that all of this has taken place probably within the last 5 months?
Well, a lot of people have pointed that out, and we know that in some cases, such as the Port Arthur massacre, there are grounds to suspect that it was a staged incident by the gun grabbers. And maybe what the gun grabbers are doing is they're going out and finding kids that they know are on these SSRIs because it's easy to basically, you know, up the dosage and then send them into the school to blow a bunch of people away. And I don't want to get into that because I'm not even really all that interested in what actually happened at that school or that shopping mall or that movie theater or at the congresswoman's meeting. My concern is how this is being shamelessly exploited to serve various agendas involved with taking away the Second Amendment. And we understand the Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's not about target shooting. It is about reserving to the people the right to say no to aggressive, abusive, tyrannical government. And that's what it's really all about. When the government takes away your guns, they take away your right to say no. You're no longer able to say no to higher taxes. You're no longer able to say no to your children being grabbed and sent off to die on the other side of the world to steal an oil well. They're taking away your right to say no. And without the right to say no, there is no freedom without the right to say no to the government.
Well, I mean, that's if you don't trust our government, or if our government has ever swayed in a direction where we should question if we should trust them or not. We have a
very good, honest
group of people.
We're past that point of whether we should trust the government or not. After that whopper they told us all about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, the government has discredited itself. Nobody should take anything coming out of the government or the corporate media at face value. If you do, you're probably on SSRIs.
I was just at a Christmas party Saturday, and I was just laying that out. I said, you know, it took more than 30 years to get to the truth about the sinking of the Lusitania to get us into the First World War. It took us more than 30 years to get the information about getting us into Pearl after the Pearl Harbor attack.
Yes.
I says, you know, we only have about another, 19 years to go, 18 years to go, and then we're going to find out the truth about 9/11. When are these people going to catch on that these people do nothing but lie to us?
Well, the good news is
they lie as soon as they take the oath of office.
They lied to get that oath of office in the first place here. But the good news is that time scale is shrinking. I mean, we all knew about the lies about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction while the war in Iraq was still going on. And we know the truth about 9/11. I don't need the government to come in and say, yes, your conclusions are correct. I'm not going to give them that kind of power over me. So these days, with the alternative media and the blogs, and this is why they're so afraid of this right now, the lifespan of a government propaganda lie can be clocked with an egg timer. We already know. We're 5 days in, and we already understand this Connecticut shooting had nothing to do with guns. It had to do with out-of-control, dangerous prescription medications, and it's being shamelessly exploited by the government to serve the gun-grab agenda, to subvert and remove the Second Amendment. Okay?
Boy, they got our feet to the fire on all of this stuff. You know? We'll just sit back and wait. I hope there's a peaceful resolution to all of this stuff, but I think there's going to be a physical revolution coming up, and they're just stirring the pot, and I think they want this. I think they're looking for a reason for somebody to step over the line and say, hey, I've had enough, I'm not going to take anymore. And then they're going to let loose with everything they got.
I agree with you, and that's why I keep telling everybody, do not resort to violence. The side that starts the violence will lose in the court of world opinion, but you're absolutely correct. The government is hoping there'll be a violent uprising because that they know how to deal with drones and tear gas and pain rays and all the rest of that stuff. What they cannot deal with is 300 million Americans becoming aware of the reality of the government and the financial system. They cannot deal with 300 million Americans peacefully standing up and saying to the rest of the world, we will no longer be the wallets of last resort for Wall Street's crimes and corruptions. You're going to have to cover your losses someplace else. And it's already affecting foreign investment in the United States of America. And I counsel patience, and the U.S. government is going to come down the way the Soviet Union did. But you're right. The U.S. government would love somebody to start an armed revolution. They may even fake one themselves to justify just coming into the streets and shooting people. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And yes, CNN has gone right back to the Connecticut shooting. They did a few minutes on Syria and a fiscal cliff, and now they're back to the friends talk about the gunman and how intelligent he was, and they're just pounding this thing as hard as they can. And they're 5 days into this full court press. And I used to work in advertising. You know, and I know a lot about so-called reach and repetition. But those are commercials you're talking about. When you're talking about nonstop, 24-hour-a-day news coverage of a single story, people are going to tune out. The attention span that the U.S. government relies on in the American people to forget stories that happened a long time ago is now going to work against them because people are going to be tuning out. I'm going to see if I can actually find out the numbers for these news channels, but I'll bet you they're going down. People are just tuning in. Oh, it's all about that shooting thing again. Let's go over to the science fiction channels. We're going to look at fantasy stories. Let's just go over there and get the better produced ones here. Let's see, reading the email real quick before we go back to the phones here. Who commits the most gun violence? Government in all their wars kill millions with guns. Absolutely true. And it's happening right now. Obama has murdered more innocent children with his drones than the Connecticut shooter did with his handguns. Now, somebody else sent in apparently the hoax about how the fathers of two shooters were going to testify in the LIBOR hearings has been tracked back to its source. It came from Sorcha Fall, who is a known professional CIA-linked disinformation operative who is paid to simply sit and put out nonsense on the Internet to try and make us look bad so the corporate media can say, oh, look how silly those people are being. They believe in Nibiru and Planet X and chemtrails and all that other really silly stuff. No, we don't. It's your paid people who are putting it on there. And like I said earlier in the show, they're hiring. They're desperate to hire more people to sit and basically post stuff on the net to make the net and the alternative media look silly. But the thing is, we, the American people, know that's what they're doing. Anyway, all right, let's see. We're going to go back, a couple of phone calls waiting. James in Washington. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Say, I'm in the healthcare industry, and if the teachers really cared about the safety of themselves and the children, they could use an OSHA law that's already on the books today, and it's a blue book. It's called the MSDS, and it lists all chemicals that any employee would be involved with during their day of work. And knowing that, the teachers could actually file a suit to expose these kids to them. That is already on the books, Mike.
I'm sorry, to expose these kids to
they
them.
Would know that. Go ahead.
No, if you would elucidate on that, please.
Right. The MSDS book lists all chemicals in workday, whether it's Clorox, bleach, or any other stuff. If they actually used the law, they could file suit. If the teachers really cared about themselves and the children, they'd file suit saying, listen, we need to know every one of these kids are on these psychotropic drugs. We need to know when they're taking them and everything.
I think that's a good idea. And we need to keep this in the forefront of the discussion. They want it to go away. That's why they're out there screaming, Israeli hit squads. Next it'll be UFOs and who knows what else. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.